Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Matt Young. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatcher moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball four. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley strikes out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen throws to second for one, and Perkins throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Harbeck moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perkins for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Gagne reaches third base with a triple. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Puckett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-1 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-1 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Mariners 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Mariners 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Teufel strikes out. One out. Carl Best now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-2 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Mariners 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive towards short. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-1, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Gagne moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Perkins reaches second base with a double. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perkins moves to third. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perkins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Twins. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Twins. Ron Davis now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Mariners 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 4 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to third. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatcher tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Presley takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. Barry Bonnell pinch hits for Dave Valley. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Presley moves to second. It's 9-5, Twins. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Spike Owen. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon pinch hits for Jack Perkins. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Presley moves to third. Bonnell moves to second. Rick Lysander now pitching. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Seattle Mariners, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.